Yep. Hey, phone number for Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Facts are 310-854-4455. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And tonight we have a vivid adult film actress, Kobe Tai, in here. Kobe is... Kobe's 5'3 and 90 pounds, which I like because it makes my penis look bigger. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously, if you're with a woman who's 5'9 and 145, then your 6-inch, 9-ounce penis gets reduced to 4.5 inches. 5 ounces. But if that woman gets shrunk, then your penis grows. Do you understand? And that's why that's why I like Kobe.
That's why you keep that snow globe with the village.
That's right. So that my penis can actually crush an entire village. Also, sometimes we'll lie on the Drew, I've told you this. I will lie out on my lawn, hold my penis up when a 747 flies by going into Burbank Airport and obscure the entire plane. Therefore, using the logic that my penis is larger than a 747 because my penis has obscured the entire 747.
From your vision, yes.
Well, that's all.
I bet your neighbors love that.
Oh, yes. They're big fans of my penis. All right, so Kobe has been in, Lotus, Lethal Affair, Ancient Asian Sex Secrets. I love
title
that.
Self-explanatory.
Let me tell you, I love the Asians in the porn. I think the Asians were made for porn. That's my take on it. Because what do you need? I'll tell you the three or four things you need for porn to make a good porn star. You need tan skin. Because lily white skin does not hold up with the lighting in the video. The Asians have that. You have the lack of hair. They're not hairy people, the Asians. No hair on them. Look at that. Look at Kobe. Nothing there. Drew has slightly less hair, but Drew's a freak. No hair, dark skin, enthusiasm. The Asians, they're pretty reserved folks in general, but they cut loose when it comes to sex. Like they're all pent up in their everyday life, and then they just explode. Isn't that kind of weird? Like, you know, a lot of bowing and hi and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden it's like, let's grind up some rhino horn and bang hookers all night.
Ciao.
And I'm gonna eat,
tiger
some
pancreas.
Endangered species off of her crotch, you know? I mean, what is that? So these are all good makings for a porn star, and that's what you have. The Kobe is beautiful. We never met before, have we?
No, and I've actually been dying to meet both of you for quite a while, so thank you for having me.
Oh, really? All right. So originally from Taiwan,
mm-hmm.
What's the story? Chinese and Japanese? I'm reading the stat sheet
half
here.
Half and half, and I was born in Taipei.
And what got you into this business? Because everyone has a story.
Well, I was adopted by Americans when I was 5 months old. My dad was a jet flyer, and he was in the Navy, and he was transferred there, and they adopted me when I was 5 months, so then that's how I got to America.
Where was he stationed?
In Taipei.
Oh, he was in Taipei.
Uh-huh.
He got transferred to a base in Taipei.
Uh-huh.
He adopted you in Taipei.
Mm-hmm. My family adopted me. Mother, sister, father adopted me when I was 5 months.
And your biological?
Were you in an orphanage?
Biological mother was Chinese, biological father was Japanese.
But what happened to your biological parents?
He said he would marry her if she had a son because the son's working the fields, and there's no stem on this apple. So he went back to being a soldier, and she couldn't take me back to her parents or grandparents without a father for the baby because you'd be disowned, lose face, and might as well commit suicide. It's like an awful thing. So she gave me up to the Catholic orphanage because she knew that Americans adopt from Catholics, which they did.
So you went to the orphanage when you were five?
Mm-hmm. St. Benedictine. Mm-hmm.
And you were just...
No, 5 months. 5 months.
Oh, so you were raised in the orphanage until you're 5 years old.
Actually, I wasn't there that long. I was five. Yeah. You know, she... Peter tottered with the idea of what she was going to do.
She was adopted at 5 months.
Yeah.
Oh, 5 months. I thought it was 5 years.
No,
for some
5 months. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I did have a lot of hair. And it's funny because my mom and dad said, I swear to God, Kobe, you could tell the difference between Americans and the Asians because the Asians would be whatever. And the Americans would come by and I'd be like a dog at the pound. I'd be like, hey.
Oh, wow.
And, so I knew the difference.
And you, so you're adopted at 5 months old from, the, your father, not biological father, but your adopted father, is a fighter jock, right? What do you fly?
The Jets.
Which one?
That's his hard hearing right now. Like, Dad, hello.
That's probably bad. Drew wishes his dad stood around a jet engine for a while. You wouldn't have to talk to him as much. But your mom could have gone out on the tarmac, too, once in a while. Would have done it good. Especially Drew's kid's party that tucked my ear off for an hour, 45 minutes, a couple of highballs in there. But what did he fly? Was he...
He was a chief yeoman. And then he flew some jets, and he was in the Navy 20 years.
You don't know what jets he flew, though. That's what I love about women.
Well, you know,
women.
I see pictures with...
Wow.
They were gray.
Did he fly in Vietnam?
No, he didn't go to Vietnam. I know that.
All right. So let's talk about... enough about the family. Let's segue into pornography. So you were adopted in Taipei.
Mm-hmm. And then he got stationed to Miramar. San Diego.
Right. So you moved to San Diego, and is that where you were raised?
That is where I lived until I was 5 and a half. And then Dad and Mom are from the South, and that's where I moved to. That's where I grew up, and that's where I went to college, and that's where they are now. Arkansas.
And where'd you go to college?
University of Arkansas.
And how the hell did you get into this sleazy business? I mean,
I love this business.
Yeah, but what went wrong? I mean, what happened?
One would wonder, wouldn't you?
Well, you never. There's always a story. I mean, maybe the adopted part is enough, but you were 5 months old. You know, 5 months is
fine. Well, I did not grow up going, "Wow, I want to be a porn star." No, I did not.
Right.
I worked in a law office because my dad did, and I thought that's what I should do. I worked for GMAC when I was in college because I knew everything about the Smart Lease program. And sure, they have great benefits, and they celebrate every fucking holiday. GMAC does.
All right,
I loved
so
it.
You get out. They're like the Jews over there. They go to work 4 days out of the week.
That's what it was like. But
And how did you get into the adult film industry? That's the question.
Okay. So my boyfriend in college got a job transfer to Cleveland, Ohio. And we moved to Cleveland. That was the first time I was away from my roots. And you kind of let your hair down when you do that. And so I was a nanny for a while. And then there's all these pretty girls in my apartment complex and then all these boats and cedars. And I'm like, what do they do? They're my age. How could they possibly have all this?
And what city are you in at this point?
Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
And there is a Tiffany's Cabaret in Cleveland, Ohio, ladies and gentlemen. And it's always the top five. I mean, we're talking really nice. And so I went down by word of mouth that I should go there from the people that I nannied for. No doubt. And I won amateur night, started working the next day.
And how long ago was this?
Oh, man, this was five years ago? 5 and a half years ago, yeah.
And how old were the kids you were nannying for?
Only one, Erica. She was 9 months old.
No, I thought it was a guy. Guy'd be going insane. Could you imagine?
My nanny was going to.
Could you imagine if you got hold of a porn movie with your nanny of some years, your hot Asian nanny for some years? You know, like, she was your nanny from the time you were, like, 6, the time you were 11. Now, five years later, you're 16 years old, and you get hold of a porn with your hot Asian nanny. I'd be like, oh, you'd be holding it up over your head. I mean, could you imagine?
You know you want to kill yourself. Or your parents. Why'd you let her go?
Oh, well. No, I would just go into the room, lock the door. Put an IV in my arm and just yank on myself until something came off. I really would. Hey, Anderson, you know what I did tonight, Drew?
I don't want to know. Did something come off?
Because I knew Kobe.
Did something fall off? Tear something off?
I knew Kobe. I knew Kobe.
Do I have to get his suture material out tonight?
How about those barnacles?
I'm getting old. I really am.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, a couple of things. First off, you know, I like the vintage porn. Buddy of mine.
With the Atari music that they play in the background?
Yeah, yeah. A buddy of mine, the Wii, said they should start a vintage porn channel. You know, that would be real good. All those movies, all that Behind the Green Door and Weekend
great
Roulette and Deep Throat and, of course, the whole Taboo series, 1 through, you know, 45 or however many they made. I mean, you could watch all that vintage stuff from the 70s, John Holmes and all those.
Ron Jeremy.
For television, they call that.
Ron spans many decades.
They call that TV land. What would you call it? What would your channel be called?
Semenville. But the point is, I got hold of this, I've been wanting to see Taboo 2 for a long time. I remember it from my youth, you know, and I got it from a guy in a band who gave it to me, and I was driving home from his house about 12:30 at night the other night.
Sunday night.
Yeah, I left the show early to go get it. It was that important. And I thought to myself, I am going to go at it maybe 5-6 times, I thought.
Why am I such a loser?
It's like Grandpa from the Rugrats.
And I started in on myself, you know, and I was like, all right, this is just number one. Maybe six. Maybe I'll do like a baker's dozen. I'll do 13, you know. And it was like, what time is it? Jesus, I'm hungry. I got to turn in. I'm disgusted at myself. How much time did I spend thinking about this? And I went right to bed. And, you know, a few years ago, I would have at least got the hat trick off, but not anymore. Not at the ripe old age of 35.
Before you got disgusted, too.
Come on, what are you doing with your life, man? All right, so, Anderson, you got that tape yet? I taped the theme song from Taboo 2 today, and I want you just to dig on this. This is what I have to endure.
Set the scene. What's actually happening?
There's no sex here. They're just walking. Listen.
Karen Carpenter.
Oh, yes, he does. Just listen to the lyrics. No, you were wrong.
He only reveal what he wants you to see, and then show it all. And when he does, he satisfies me. You only knew just what he could do.
He's singing about guys banging his sister.
Why would we ever revisit a decade that produced crap like that?
I don't know, but she, I recorded that. Now, see, it's off a bad tape, but what you're hearing is cars going by because it was a scene where they were leaving their high school and the two girls were walking out front of some high school. There's like high school kids standing around. They're in a porn movie. I have no idea they're in a porn movie. But the point is she's singing about this guy, and this guy is banging his sister and his mom. You know, he's got it all. Yes, he does. We may have to hear that again later in the show.
That is a
hot song. Can you picture the woman who cut that in like 1978 thinking, this is my big break? You know what I mean? She was like a young Joan Baez, right? And she's thinking, first this, then I start scoring Oscar-caliber movies. I mean, this is just...
Me and Burt Bacharach.
Sitting in a recording studio with bad wood paneling in 1978, listening to this on playback, and a bunch of people nodding their heads, really come together.
It's sounding good. It's kind of that scene from Boogie Nights where the guys produce their own record.
Right.
Remember that?
It's a little departure from your normal porn soundtrack, but I wish you'd get back to more acoustic, more of a...
Karen Carpenter thing.
Yeah.
I agree with
that. That was good. Oh, Kobe, this is great. I have some of your movies here to bring home, right?
Yes, you do.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you,
shall
the best
I bring
part.
A sutra set tomorrow?
You're going to have to sew my penis back on.
That's what I figured.
All right, so what do we plug in here, Kobe, before we get to the vividvideo.com?
Yes, that's Vivid's website.
What would they find on that?
Actually, Vivid has a great selection of different girls. I believe there are 9 of us, and we've got your blondes, we've got your Asians, we've got your brunettes, you name it, we've got it. And they're great girls, they're a lot of fun, and you can find out about each one of us on vividvideo.com. And then there's my own website, www.kobetai.com, and that is pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, and you were the crazy call girl in Very Bad Things.
Yes, I was.
You were the one they killed, right?
I was the bad thing.
Yeah, you didn't see that. It was way out there, that movie, but it was kind of cool.
I loved it.
And Kobe had a nice part in it. I mean, she was had the back of her skull mashed, run through with a robe hanger on the back of a door. But
what a way to go, huh? Having fun.
Yeah, but that's kind of cool.
I had a lot of fun doing that. Definitely.
All right. Can we hear the theme of Tabatua again? He's got it all.
You can listen during the break. You can sit in the booth and just listen and relive your youth. Isn't that...
Kelly?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I want to say that, Adam, you rock and I admire you a lot.
Admire?
Sure.
Well,
for
I
us.
Do.
I'm a role model.
What do you admire?
Just, damn, he's really funny and he gets his, like, pings and cross and his points and I don't know.
Okay.
And also, Drew, I find you very, like, intelligent and I think that you do a very good job.
Well, thank you. What's going on?
Basically, like, a couple of days ago, like, on Sunday night, I had my boyfriend over and two friends of mine. And basically, me and my boyfriend started fooling around in my room, and the friends were outside just watching TV in the living room, and then the next thing I know was that they, like, knocked, but they came in right after they knocked, and they walked on me doing stuff with him, and they kind of, like, they're now ignoring me, not talking to me, and I don't know whether...
The friends, are these male friends?
No, it's a girl.
They're sort of giving you a cold shoulder now.
Yes, and I don't know whether it's because of what they saw or because...
What were you doing?
Well... basically, he was going down on me, and, like, he was just decided to be really, like, he was just digging things in.
Ooh, he was what?
Things?
Well, he had a marker that was just, like, it was just, like, a marker lying around, and he, like, decided, he was like, hey, can I try that? And,
do you guys think that, do you think that your friends are real embarrassed, or did you share
did
some sort
draw
of...
draw a mustache on you?
No, because when I came out to the living room, I kind of sat quiet, and I was like, hey, can I have the remote? They're like, sure, just don't mind us. And then they kind of like, we'll see you around. And they kind of like left, but like they stuck around for a couple of minutes, but then they left. And ever since, like, I tried to call one of them.
Are they virgins?
Yes.
That's probably what it is.
Maybe they were a little bit freaked out.
I mean, yeah, they freaked out. Or have you guys always sort of shared some sort of philosophy that you wouldn't do this, or that you don't agree that this would be something you wouldn't be doing till you're older, or something like that that you shared with them?
I don't know. You see, I told them that me and him do stuff, but they kind of, like, they find him attractive somewhat. You know, they're like, yeah, he's really...
Do you think they're envious or jealous?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know whether what to think.
If only he could shove a marker up me, they're probably thinking.
No.
Is that the balloon over your head?
Yeah.
I see the arrows.
For me, it's a box of crayons, but that's me.
All right, Kelly, look, we can't really reach into their minds and figure out what their problem is. If they're your friends, you keep reaching out to them, they'll connect. But they're probably just embarrassed and freaked out.
Yeah.
I give Kobe my number two pencil later. You know what I'm saying?
After we sew it back on? Or?
You don't have a kindergartner pencil, the real fat ones?
No, unfortunately not. I have the ones they give you when you play miniature golf. You know, they have a big bucket. You reach here, grab a handful. Those little ones you have to, like, scrape on the cement to get sharp.
You
know, the ones you keep score on a golf card with. Yeah. Mike, Michelle?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Adam, let me just say, you gotta, like, stay off the porn. That is too funny. I mean, you're a grown man obsessed with, like, something from, what was it, 1979?
It was his childhood. He's obsessed. Does he talk about anything else in the show but his childhood? Does it surprise you that he'd be stuck on the things he watched back then?
He's a child in a grown man's body.
That's, like, way too funny. Oh, my God.
Let's hear a little more thing. Just a little more. Let's dig on this. Come on. He knows how to please in every detail. Are you listening to this? Oh, come
Michelle,
on.
Michelle, what's going on?
Oh, my God. Okay, well.
He knows how to please in every detail. People don't write songs like that anymore, you know?
They don't. Michelle?
Calm down, Adam. I just want to say, first of all, I called a while ago, like a month and a half ago or so. And I talked to you about, I was getting my mom arrested and stuff, and you guys were like, well, drop the charges. I just want you to know that I did, but I still got her son, like, kicked out of school from my school.
Her son?
I don't remember this girl. You're getting your mom arrested?
The stepmom.
What for?
Well, because her son tried to, like, rape me, but she came in, and, and all she said was that she talked to him, but that's it.
Right. Okay, good.
And, I just want to drop the charges, but, yeah. And,
How old is he?
He was 19.
All right.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, my question right now is, like, what's the major effects of steroids? Because I'm not on the cross-country team, and everybody on there takes it, and the coach only lets the seniors take it. I mean, we all know it's illegal and everything, but I'm just...
For a girl, it's a very bad idea.
Your coach should be arrested. Steroids or androstenedione?
They're what?
Steroids or androstenedione? You mean like Diana Deca and that kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, and we know it's illegal. No one says anything.
It's not androstenedione. You're not talking about the stuff you get at a health food store.
No.
See, you're not talking about steroids like steroids that you would inject or taking a pill. I mean, you're not talking about, you know, NFL pro wrestling steroids, are you?
Well, I know they're illegal. That's what I'm talking about. They're pills.
So
you pop them or you can inject them in you.
Well, yeah. As a woman, it can make your voice lower. It can make your clitoris huge, almost like a penis.
Yes, it can make your jaw and your face
make your Adam's apple project and people will know.
Permanently grow hair. Ladies. On your face, lose your
steroids on the cross country team, for Christ's sake.
The cosmetic aspects are the best thing that can happen to you. The worst thing, stroke, heart disease, liver failure, kidney failure. Your coach should be arrested.
Yeah.
Seriously, this is scandalous.
Anderson, let's get some theme music underneath talking about this, please.
This is Michelle, this is scandalous. This is the, this is sort of...
No, I'm talking about real
to me,
theme
this is
music.
National-level news that a coach knowingly allows his players, females, to be on steroids. It is profoundly dangerous and potentially life-threatening. Oh, yes. Never meant to be used on healthy people. High blood pressure. Look back on the bodybuilders the last 20, 30 years, and not a lot of them live into their 60s.
Do.
Let's check that out.
But you don't.
And I personally have seen, in addition to the organ difficulties, depressions, suicide, manic episodes.
And people don't want to be around you because of your mood swings.
Yes, and it cosmetically be a mess. I guess that's what she's hearing. So, okay.
We're gonna take a little break. Kobe Tai is here. She is she's built like a burlap sack full of bobcats.
Ow!
I'll tell you what. She's 5'3", she's 90 pounds, and she'll add 3 pounds to any penis. We'll talk to her. She's a really beautiful Asian woman. I mean, just a knockout. So we'll get to her, and we'll hear more theme music from my 1979 movie, Taboo 2, after this. Yellow. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Adult film star Kobe Tai is here, and I know it's radio, so I should describe her. Just flawless and beautiful. Beautiful Asian woman. And petite. I like that. I really do. You know, a lot of guys, they get into that. You know, they want someone who's 6 foot and looks like some kind of runway model. That ain't... I like a petite woman. I like the woman to be a woman. Know what I mean? Makes me feel like more man, right? And we are going
to drop acid before you were here. What?
I started to feel like I'm in a mushroom flashback or something. But Kobe and I are going to sing the theme from Taboo 2 before the night is through.
Yes.
I can tell you that right now. And Lisa, I mean, you're going to have to transcribe the lyrics so that Kobe and I can have a lyric sheet, because I know, you know, about half of them, but I know Kobe doesn't. And I think the song's starting to grow on Drew.
It is. I see the head bopping.
I'm into it.
I'm really going to belt this one out. And
promise me, though, last quarter hour, last hour of the show.
Maybe about
now. No, please.
Not too far. Not too long from now. We'll do it twice. Well, here's the thing. Kobe, if this works out, we may head into the studio.
Oh, we're going on the road. I'm telling you. I see
headlines. Said, remember that scene from Boogie Nights? I'm having a flashback to that.
Dina?
Mystery of life, at last I found you. Where did that come from?
I don't know, is that me? Dina?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yeah, my name's Deanna, though.
Oh, Deanna.
Deanna.
Do you still have that drop from Andy Dick last night,
it's
Anderson?
Close enough.
What's up there, Deanna?
Jesus Christ in heaven!
Caller, long-time listener, and like, okay, I've been with the same guy for like 3 years, and like the sex is, you know, pretty good and stuff, and like, I don't know, he's never really been able to like have an orgasm, And then, like, about a couple months ago, he told me that, like, because, like, we got into an argument about it, and he told me that, like, he'd be able to have an orgasm if he was, like, you know, could pull my hair a little bit. So I was like, oh, well, you know, whatever. And so I was like, you know, if it makes you feel better. And so, you know, he did, and, like, you know, he had an orgasm. And then, like, it just gets, like, more and more extreme. And I just, like, want to know, when's it going to end, or, like, what should I do?
Well, a real,
like,
a true,
to hurt.
A true fetish is when somebody is dependent on these sorts of distractions in order to function sexually. So he really is a true fetishist in that he can't do it any other way.
Does it bother you?
Well, like, at first, no, but, like, then he, like, wanted to, like, now he wants to, like, spank me and stuff.
Usually it starts to bother a partner because it feels like it's taking the person further away from you. It's, like, not establishing intimacy. It's sort of getting in the way of it, which, in fact, that's what it's designed to do. It's to distract the person from having an emotional connection. Because real connection is associated with painful feelings.
Deanna, you had sex with this guy for 3 years, and he didn't have an orgasm?
Nuh-uh. And, like, we started to fight over it because...
3 years?
Yeah, well... Like, for, like, the first 2.5 years, no orgasm, and then, like, these last 6 months...
Another feature of fetish.
Like, giving in to the, you
and
know...
And now he's okay. We got that part. And another feature of fetish is people are usually ashamed of it, and they...
But,
so
like,
he's
for
not
the
willing
first
to come
2.5 years, yeah. Like, it was nothing, and we used to fight about it, because I, you know, right. Feel like I could, you know, please him and thought, you know, maybe he was getting it somewhere else.
Deanna, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed here and ask you if you have any kids.
No.
Oh, thank God.
No kids.
What do you do for a living, Deanna?
I'm a student. I'm going to college.
I smell some junior in that college. Is there such thing as junior college? Because
no.
That's what I'm smelling on you.
Junior college.
Just junior college?
Yeah.
But there's no subset of, you know, no junior college?
I hope not.
No. Okay.
Junior college the third.
There's no junior college, the second or third?
No.
All right. What are you studying?
I want to be a nurse.
Okay. Pay close attention in class, and if you haven't graduated in 7 years, I want you to remove yourself gracefully from the campus, okay?
Okay.
All right, do not get pregnant from this guy.
Okay.
And do whatever Drew said to do. What'd you say to do, Drew?
I didn't say to do anything, and I'm just saying that you're in.
I don't trust him.
Well, he's got some stuff going on, and it's not going to change, not without a lot of treatment. And in a way, they were better off before with him not orgasming, but at least being present in the...
She would have had 6 abortions and 9 kids by now if this guy was orgasming.
Yeah.
That's weird. I was thinking to myself, I can usually tell in women's voices the ones that either are pregnant or should be pregnant or have kids. And I was getting, like, half kids in Indiana. And then once in a while, I'm confused, and then it turns out that, like, they're like, oh, my uterus exploded when I was 11. You know, and I go, oh, okay, all right, now it makes sense again. I never thought about that, but she's been with a guy who hasn't been able to have an orgasm for 3 years. Okay, do not get pregnant.
And she obviously has some real codependency. She can be a nurse and stuff going on with her.
Do not trust the nurses.
We didn't get her alcoholic dad and all. But.
Learning to work in a doctor's world. Josh?
Yeah.
Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I was watching The Emergency with my kids tonight.
Oh, man.
The 70s were a good time for doctors. Doctors were the doctors, the nurses were the nurses.
That's right.
It was very different then.
There wasn't any smart-ass gay dude nurses either running around wearing the same outfits.
The firemen weren't pissed off at you. They just listened to whatever you told them to do.
Yeah, I like that. The nurses back in the day wore nurse outfits.
And hats.
They were white tights and little
cardboard hats.
Kind of hats that you had to clip on, too. They looked like waitresses from Dupars. And I like that.
No, it was a different
now
time.
Everyone's go. We're all the same. Josh?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, what's up? You're 20?
Yeah, I'm 20. See here. Like, I've been going out with this girl for, like, about 3 months now. And, like, basically, we've hardly done anything, and I think that we probably should have by now, like, just going along the normal course of a relationship, and I would like more stuff to happen, but I don't know how to tell her or what I should do.
Is she 20 also?
Yeah, she's 20.
Are you a virgin?
No.
Is she?
Oh, is she? No. Yeah, she's a virgin, yeah.
You sure about that, Josh? I mean, how?
No, yeah, wait, huh?
I mean, how many times, you know, someone like said to a girl you're dating, is she a virgin? Huh? No. I mean, yeah, no. Uh-huh. I mean, it's like, what's going on? Are you watching TV and doing a bong load while you're talking? I mean, how? You know what I'm saying? It's like saying,
no,
you,
huh?
Yeah, you have a dog? Yeah, you've had it for 5 years? Yeah. Is it neutered? Huh? No? I mean, yeah.
What?
Huh? How does that work? Only our callers can do that. Josh, are you sewing right now?
No. Nah.
Knitting.
What are you doing?
I'm my bad. I was going to fall asleep, but I figured I'd call you guys.
Do you smoke a lot of weed?
No.
Not at all.
I don't get that at all.
No. Okay. Well, pay attention then. You have no excuse. All right, so no one's a virgin.
No, she is.
She is a virgin. All right. And you think you...
Yeah. You weren't
Will
listening.
Will you pay attention?
You weren't listening.
Listen, this is what happens when my mom tries to arrange a time for me to come over to dinner. She leaves a message on my phone machine. It sounds like, honey, let's do it Thursday at 6 o'clock. If 6 isn't good, we'll do it 6:45. Although, if you can pick Grandma up, although Grandma has a group meeting, 7, between 7 and 8, 7 and 8 on Thursday. Thursday's not Wednesday. We're going to do it Wednesday at 5:45. If you could pick up Grandma at 5:30, and then you could be by the house at 5:45, and John's going to pick up Thai food, yes. And he should be back by 6:30. So
and then see you
let's do it on... Oh,
see you Thursday.
Okay, let's make it Wednesday.
I'll see you Thursday.
And then I hang up the phone, and 2 days goes by, and I think, I got to go to my mom's house for dinner, and I have 400 times a dates running through my head now because I listen to all of them. Can't remember what the last one was. You're just like my mother, aren't you, Josh?
I was just totally confused right there. I didn't know what was going on.
All right, okay. So you're...
Now you get a feeling.
Have you discussed this with her?
Actually, like at one point, I was just blunt. I was like, you know, like I like to do more stuff. I think she just like ignored me. Okay.
So she didn't want to discuss it.
That's what I think.
Okay. What are you doing with her now?
Happy petting.
Break from school, so like she lives about like 45 minutes away from me. So I've only seen her like twice since I got back from school.
Are you being faithful?
Except for one time. I mean, she left early from...
Is that a yes or is that a no?
One time he screwed around.
Yes, no way, huh?
That's too much. Like, I just kissed some other girl one time.
All right. What have you done with her? Not how far away does she live?
Let me see. What have I done? I've fingered her. Okay. Am I supposed to say that on the radio?
Was your finger attached to your hand? Or did you just throw it at her? Kobe does adult films for a living and is offended by the fingering term. All right, so that's something, though, isn't it?
It's
progress.
It's pretty good for a virgin, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've even asked her, like, hey, like, you know, like, can you go down on me and all this stuff? And like, it seems like everything I say, it's just ignored. Like,
when she's ready, she'll do it, and believe me, if you wait and don't pressure her, it'll be so worth the wait.
All right. Where are you from? Long Island or Boston or where are you
Jersey.
From?
Jersey.
Oh, that's perfect. I love that. All right. Get back to
whatever
you're doing.
You've got to have a non-threatening, non-confrontational, open discussion about what your expectations are of this relationship together. Listen to her. You share your feelings. Find out together what's going on. Maybe there'll be a compromise.
Right.
Maybe not.
Right. Yeah, you got to listen to Kobe. You got a sweet talker. Like, hey, I'll give you some money if you give me a BJ, I'll film it. That's the kind of sweet talking.
With the theme song to Deep Throat in the background.
She's got it all. He's got it all. Yes, he does. We're going to, listen, Lisa. Oh, wait, just listen, Drew, and just listen. They're singing. He knows how to play in every detail.
Every detail.
Well, we're going to sing.
Not now. Not now.
Just give me another 10 seconds of this. Ever imagine. Oh, he does it with stop.
I've been to paradise, but I've never been. That's what that song sounds like.
I want Andy Dick.
Oh, that's
what it sounds like.
That, it really. Again, she's singing about a guy who was raping his sister mom. And his mom. Nice. He does it with style.
I want to be in that meeting. That was disgusting.
God.
Oh. All right. We will take a little break. Kobe Ty is here. I'm going to transcribe the lyrics of that song. We will sing before the night is
yes.
through. Drew will join in as well.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Drew and Adam.
You will have an oboe solo in the middle of that, and we'll be back after this. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. We're here with adult film star Kobe Ty. Very, not your usual adult film star. Very perky, smart, beautiful. I'm really falling in love. First with myself. I mean, it's important to love yourself first.
Even that, you're tiring up.
Really love yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Really? So you're beginning to remind me of that. You know, you watch the Rugrats?
No.
You ever seen it? There's a grandpa. The grandpa? Does he not remind you of that? Now?
You don't watch Rugrats.
Of course she does.
My boss loves Rugrats.
Your boss?
Marcy?
Mm-hmm. She's your boss?
Mm-hmm. One of.
Oh, boy. I didn't know. I thought the whole reason you get into porn is to make your own hours and sort of call your own shots. You know what I mean? Why bother? Well, you don't punch a clock or anything, do you?
I do make my own hours, but she's the overhead seeker of everything.
How many movies do you make a year?
Four. So out of 365 days, I do adult, quote-unquote, 12 days.
Wow. So the
give or take a few days.
Average movie takes 3 days, or you work on it for 3 days?
Depends on, yeah. It can be up to a week long, and then my day is usually 3 or 4 days.
And, you know, also, they used to have one star carry an entire film. Now they have them featured, but you're not in 15 scenes. You
right,
know? You're like
right.
two or three.
We're on the box cover, so it's easy to find our films, and we are the main character in the story. But there are tons others. Yeah, there's like so many other sex scenes. And
yeah.
We're only in three.
They used to be like, you know, the cast from My Dinner with Andre was bigger. I mean it. I mean, it was like Seika would do a movie, and it's like first scene, Seika gets it on with a mountain goat, you know? And then second scene, nine guys rape her, you know? And then third scene, that's the lesbian scene. And the fourth scene's the vibrator scene. And it's, you know, Seika.
Marsha, Sega.
Right, but now it's not Kobe, it's just Kobe. See what I'm saying?
So you don't get bored of me. That's
right.
A good thing.
It was Sega, and now it's just Kobe. All right. That's a culture club song, isn't it?
He almost died, you know. Disco ball fell on his head, anyway.
Who?
I'm serious.
Boy George.
When?
I'm not kidding.
When was this?
Thank you. My publicist is back there going, yes, she's right.
When?
A big disco ball. He was doing it like rehearsals, and it fell on him, and he nearly died, but he went ahead and did the concert anyway, and I think that's really funny.
Wow. Yeah, see, I think about that. Like when I was driving home from the guy's house at 12:30 at night with the porn under my arm, I thought...
What if you died in a car accident?
I get in a car accident, everyone's just going to laugh their ass off. Oh, my God, what happened? Well, he left the show early to go on a porn run.
But did he have on clean underwear?
Officer speculates he started diddling himself while he was getting on the freeway on-ramp and was cut off by an 18-wheeler. Well, it's the way he would have wanted to go.
There was a smile on his face, folks.
Floyd?
Yeah.
You're 21.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew and one for you, Adam.
Yeah, Floyd.
Excuse me?
Yeah, what's up, Floyd?
I have an article here that is talking about the Prevent and Plan B. What it's describing is how Walmart is no longer selling them in their pharmacies at all.
Right, that happened many months ago.
Right,
because those pharmacists were not reading the current literature, which showed quite clearly that their outdated notions that its primary function of that pill was to suppress implantation.
Oh, and they're
absurd.
Pussies, and they're not
absurd.
Interested. I know you have another point to make, but shut up for 1 second here, Floyd. Here's my question. You know, there's the religious right and all the right-wingers and all the religious nut jobs are constantly putting together boycotts, and they're constantly picketing, and they're doing all this stuff. And, you know, NYPD Blue showed some guy's ass, so we're gonna boycott the products that advertise on that network and blah, blah, blah. Where are all the left-wing liberals?
I totally
How come they never organize? I mean, this is as good a reason to boycott a place like Walmart is anything, and yet you'll never hear about it, and there'll be no organization, there'll be no guy with a bullhorn standing out front of the place, because it isn't in their makeup.
Right, and I completely agree with you, and I listen to you guys every night, and I'm backing it, and I'm backing it, and the reason I call was, in the middle of this article, it says, in parentheses, it says, which may or may not have been fertilized. The pill prevents an egg, which may or may not have been fertilized, and that's why I'm calling that Dr. Drew, because I've wondered about that too, and I know he's said many times that the pill, or that the egg hasn't been.
Right, the egg is never released.
What?
The egg is never released.
Okay.
There's never an egg present.
Okay, and so that's, you're saying that they've just got this information from false information.
Well, it took about 10 years for the medical literature to catch up to sort of prove how this pill functions. And you need to know that you know the usual contraceptive pill,
mm-hmm.
right? The all those other pills that are out there
right.
have about the same potential of preventing an implantation. They also can affect the endometrial lining and prevent implantation.
All right.
So if they're going to be consistent in their logic, they're going to have to not sell any birth control pills.
All right, Floyd, what was number two? And listen, feel free to boycott places like Walmart who take stances like that.
Right.
Yeah, we sell guns and ammunition. We just don't sell responsible birth control. There you go. Makes perfect sense when you think about it.
Right.
Idiots.
My question for you is, are you serious when you're saying things about the government stepping in and telling people how many children they should have? I know that you have
a
problem with the permit in the kitchen or the apartment above the garage.
No, it can't have a kitchen in it. Now it can't have it.
Right.
Yes. Am I serious about that?
Yes.
Sure.
You know what? Adam,
absolutely.
Listen.
Listen, if you're on welfare, you get Norplant. I don't want you having kids. That's one thing I do as a government. Sure, of course.
It messes up everything else. You don't think, but if you did that, you know that the government's going to turn around and say you can't have the kids, and then.
No. Listen to me.
His point is well taken, though.
The government's going to say I can't have kids.
No, it's that.
Hold on. Shut up, Drew. Why is the government going to say I can't have kids?
I don't know. Why are they?
Okay,
because Adam, the primary historical trends of the last 100 years have taught us there's basically two forces. Ones that let the market take care of itself, and the others where the government steps in and controls everything from above. And whenever somebody decides that they know what's best for other people, immeasurable harm comes
to
people.
Listen.
But you're making a trade. You're saying if you want support, if you want money from the government, then you anticipate certain behaviors in return, which is different than saying we're going to make laws mm-hmm. that require you to have a certain kind of
behavior. I don't buy this. I don't buy the government hysteria and the paranoia. I don't think if you make assault rifles illegal, guys in black boots are going to kick in your door and take your BB gun away from your kid. That's the way we like to think. It's a certain paranoia, what it does is it just suits people who want assault rifles legal, and they take everything to an extreme. That's ridiculous. Listen, the government tells you how fast you can drive your car, when you get it registered, how much you pay. I gave the goddamn government 600 and something grand last year. What do you mean they're going to tell me what to do? I'm already giving them hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. Could it get any worse than that? And is the government going to tell a guy who makes a lot of money, who pays his taxes, who's totally insured, who's married or what have you, I can't have a kid? Ridiculous. Come on, grow up, everybody. The government is never going to do that.
Yes, Dr.
Please. And the government's not going to do it because the government says a welfare mom has to get on Norplant. They're then going to start telling everyone how many kids they can have. It's paranoia. Please. And believe me, the government tells you what you can and can't do already. Look around. I mean, we can't say certain words on our own goddamn radio show. Why? The government. And when you get in your car and you drive home, you can go a certain speed, but not over that. The government. And part of the money we make tonight is going to the government.
Jizz guzzling?
Please.
Let's take a break.
Worried about the government. All right. I have the lyrics here to...
All right, you guys rehearsed.
He has it all. Okay, all right. This is the theme from Taboo 2 that Kobe Ty and I are going
to
sing.
Why don't we? I got an idea. Why don't we watch the scene and sing, you can sing to the scene so we get the real feel.
I don't have the movie.
I don't think I want to do that.
I taped it.
I'm walking in front of a high school, right?
Yeah. I didn't want to let the film out of my house. I know my policy.
Maybe we could have a wall in between us.
Without, you know, when I transport pornography, I have to have an escort, motorcade.
You've got that Y2K team working in your bunker to make sure there's no snafus.
Speaking of Y2KY.
I have a decoy car that goes the other direction when I transport porn. Yeah, all right. KY, please.
Yeah.
You need it for that COVID. Oh, she's tight. Their hips are about 4 inches from one to the other. That's the
so
OD,
you can only
outer
imagine.
Dimension. Yes. All right. We're going to take a little break. We'll sing the theme to Taboo 2 when we come back.